Hi, I'm Kevin Drinko.
Hi, and I'm Michel Nicolai, and we welcome you to Zizol Networks Podcast.
We've been in the network industry for over 15 years, and in these podcasts, we want to try and untangle the world of networking, debunk some of those myths, explain some real-world examples along the way, to help you make better choices about selecting the right tech, product, and even help you guys build faster, more reliable, scalable networks, or just to keep your kids happy at home. Well, welcome back to another podcast, and in today's podcast, we're going to talk about the 1915 series of switches.
Yeah, and this is a new switch series that we recently introduced, and this switch series is in our Simplicity range of products. And maybe you can explain a little bit what Simplicity range will mean in the Zizol portfolio, Kevin?
Yeah, no problem at all. So I think when we talk about our product ranges, we've put them into three camps, right? We've got the Simplicity, the Flexibility, and Ultimate. So Simplicity is really aimed at this small business. And the idea is to try and make the feature set versus the price point match together, right? And then as you move up into Flexibility, we give you more feature set, more control, more physical features on the product as well. And then obviously when you move further up into the Ultimate, it's basically our flagship products, right?
Yeah, with so, all the features that you absolutely might require.
With the latest tech, with the top of the range feature sets and functions. So when we're talking about the Simplicity range, we're talking about finding the right balance between the feature sets required, easiness of use. Of course, that's a vital part of the process. And also trying to make sure that we get it into the right budget as well for people. So it's affordable as well, right? So we're trying to bring in the best of the technology where we can, you know, mix that with an easier approach to delivery, an easy approach to set up, and also try and fit that right budget for the customer.
Yeah, and I think especially for the Zizol users that are very familiar with our already very popular and known GS1900 series, now with the 1915, you have Nebula access as well. So with the same feature set as you were used to use on the 1900 series, now you can use the same kind of switch with the same kind of feature set, but are also controlled by Nebula. So that's a great thing that we can add this series into our portfolio.
I mean, also, we added recently a new extension to the range as well, which is the XMG part of it. So just for those people not familiar with the naming convention of Zizol, so the GS means gigabit switch, so obviously all the ports are 1 gig. In the XMG series, it's a multi-gig switch. On this 1915 series, support 2.5 gig, 1 gig backward compatibility, and also has the added benefit of having 10 gig fiber
uplinks. Yeah, that's the X, yeah, in front of the MG stands for, that we have a 10G uplink as well. So we have an SFP Plus port even on this one.
So yeah, very, very extensive range. And like you said before, it has this flexibility to move between the two, you know, between being standalone, so you can still use it like a typical switch, smart managed, and also use it in our cloud managed platform, which means you can take advantage of delivering it in a much smoother and easier and simpler way, right? And centralize it if you decide you need to use more than one or in different sites, etc. But when we talk about why or what this product does for in our portfolio, it's an excellent choice for using it for things like, you know, starting to use Wi-Fi 6E and 7, CCTV cameras, larger capacity on the, if you're using the 2.5 gig as well. So you can use some of that newer generation technology in combination with this product as well. Also, this series, both the GS and the XMG series also support PoE. We have some PoE variants, right? So they can also do power over Ethernet as well. So
yeah. Only thing is that these are not fully powered because the description on the model says EP, and EP stands for eco power. So that means that it could be that only a reduced number of ports can be used for PoE purposes. So to power on your device from the switch. So that's something that you need to think about when you offer such a switch to a customer. And also, this kind of switch is really helpful to do an upgrade on your network. As Kevin said, the XMG offers multi-gig. So on your existing wiring that you're using, you can do easily an upgrade, by 2 times faster, So also, therefore, this switch is can really be helpful.
Yeah, so if you're interested in understanding how upgrading on the existing cabling is possible, we also have another podcast on PoE and multi-gig. So
yeah, in season one, we had a dedicated podcast.
Yeah, so also, something to take into mind as well if you're interested in understanding a little bit more about that. But the XMG series, for example, uses PoE++, so it can power up to 60 watts per port. And the GS models or the PoE models also support the PoE Plus, which is up to 30 watts. So it really is dependent on your kind of deployment, but this is a good upgrade path if you're looking at moving to multi-gig, as Michelle said. So there's an all-round design and build of these products is compact. So we have this small form factor desktop variant, and we have some rack mount versions as well available in the portfolio. So to kind of meet the demand. As we mentioned before, it has this dual mode. So really exciting, because this is really the start point of where you can kind of get into our Nebula platform and start to manage all of the products centrally, or even if you're using it for a small site, it just makes the whole experience much easier to deploy. And we've tailored that approach for small business as well in this, where the app is designed to speed that setup process.
So maybe, Kevin, maybe it's good for the audience to highlight maybe some features out of this new series that we brought on the market that can be used for our customers in the different scenarios. I know one of the great features that people are often using is the PoE scheduling on the switch.
Sure.
I know you have a great example on the PoE scheduling.
Yeah, so we, in the past, in smaller deployments and some larger deployments, I mean, it's scalable. The solution itself is available in the Nebula platform for whether it's a small entry-level switch or whether it's our higher-end switches, right? And when you're using PoE scheduling, basically you can turn the ports on and off as you require, right, based on the schedule that you set. And this allows you to reduce energy usage.
Save power.
Exactly, yeah. So, and even if it's a telephone, you want to turn the telephone off during the night and then put it back on during the day. And I know some engineers out there will be going, whoa, we don't turn things off unless we need to. But, same with access points as well. Maybe not for the 1915, but certainly in education, when we use it in the other ranges of products, we can turn the power off and on during term time, so we can reduce that power requirements and stuff like that as well. So there's many cases where this is extremely useful, right?
Yeah, what do you have more on those switches? VLANing we have by default.
We make it super easy to do VLANs, right, which is a virtual LAN, and allows you to segregate your network on the same port, right? So you can keep traffic separate. Of course, we support voice VLAN, right? So we can split.
Or a separate VLAN for your guests.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
If you have it in your office and you want to offer a separate guest network, then this is the feature that you want to use.
Yeah, so there's lots of configuration features in there. But again, remember, we try to make this whole approach very simple. So you can dig deep into some of the configuration, but at the same time, we can also make it a very simpler approach for delivery and setup. So if someone just wants to manage it, makes it easy to turn ports on and off and just manage remotely from an app, you can basically do that, right? So this makes it whole process much easier. Of course, we're not forgetting that you can also do this product in standalone mode as well. So if you don't want to use cloud and you don't want to manage it centrally like that, and you just want to use it as a normal switch, you can just do that. And if you want to choose, you can basically take it out of the cloud or put it back in the cloud whenever you like.
At the moment you want, anytime. Yeah, that's a great thing that we have available on the switch.
Also, these fanless. Also,
Everyone is looking for. Yeah, they're looking for a proper PoE switch with a reasonable budget. And then everyone is complaining about the noise of the fan. Not with these switches, exactly, especially the smaller ones. They don't have a fan at all. So
yeah, they're completely fanless. And then the top models, the biggest ones, they have our whisper quiet.
Yeah,
technology.
Whisper mode, as we call it. Yeah.
Really, really quiet technology, right? In fact, I don't think you would actually notice that it was there. So, and also, like a lot of these products in our portfolio, they come with lifetime warranty and automatic firmware upgrades for the life of the product as well, right? So, you know, if you're using it in Nebula, we can basically automate the process of making sure we patch it and even add new features along the way as well, right? So, and I think that's a really nice part of our USP for Zeisel, right? We make sure we look after the product as well afterwards, and we can also provide the automatic approach as well.
Yeah, to bring all the models in a row, on the GS models, we have 8 ports available, PUE, non-PUE, and a 24 ports available. On the XMG with the faster multi-gig connections, we have a 10-port switch available, a smaller one, and the larger one, it's an 18-port, also with PoE. And you know, as mentioned before by Kevin, is the XMG has 60 watts of power budget. So you can run almost any device from those switches.
And also, not to mention that the XMG has this 10 gig uplink as well, right? So it has a 2 10 gig SFP. So SFP is the fiber modules. So you can put 2 fiber modules in it with the 10 gig. Of course, they can also be used as 1 gig as well. You have to put 1 gig modules in and set the configuration. But this allows a very flexible approach as well. And like I said before, you can use 1 gig, 2.5 gig, and this allows you to extend the portfolio into supporting those newer access points, those newer, faster devices, even NAS units. They have 2.5 gig. I mean, my NAS at home has 2.5 gig on the back as well, right? So if you're using this type of technologies as well, it could also be used for a prosumer, right? Like a home user.
Yeah,
wants a bit 100%.
More power. Yeah. And you're definitely not limited. Yeah, because these are not the only multi-gig switches we carry. Yeah? If you see that the 1915 series has maybe lack of port or lack of power budget, don't worry, we can scale up in other series where we can meet up your demand to connect more multi-gig access points into your network. Yeah, so we have multiple solutions in this, but typically on this one, if you just have a few devices in there with those requirements, yeah, the 1915 is the series to go for.
I mean, if you are looking to upscale, I would look at the 1930 series as the next step as well.
The XMG in this series is the perfect with a lot of multi-gig ports and also 10G uplink. So yeah, we have a lot of options in our portfolio on that.
So, I mean, a very short podcast, but I think it gives a very round, clear introduction to the 1915 series, and hopefully, you know, something that you guys can look out for as you look in, and obviously watch this space for more multi-gig technology entering the market, because I think this is really the time now where networking is starting to make a change, and this product line will help you make that migration into multi-gig if you're looking for the entry point, and also give you that flexibility on management and control as well. I mean, it gives you a lot more function and features that you can see, where you can visually see what's going on your network as well if you use it on the Nebula, right? So,
yeah, thank you all for listening and for joining our podcast, and hopefully to see you back on the next podcast.
Yes, thank you very much.